We kick the hour off, as we do every Wednesday, on the heels of the North Platte City Council meeting by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, who joins us for the first time in the 2022 calendar year. So Happy New Year to you, Mayor Kelleher.
Yes, Happy New Year. Looks like we may have a little weather today as well.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was big snow to kick off the new year, some warmer temperatures to start the work week, just enough, I guess, to melt away some of the snow, and we'll get a new, fresh seat of it.
It certainly looks that way, but boy, do we need the moisture.
Yeah, we'll take it. No complaints, at least.
That's right.
Time to bundle up. Mayor Kelleher, did you have a good holiday season?
Yes, it was very nice, very peaceful. Got to visit with a lot of people and generally just hang out at home. So we enjoyed it quite a bit.
And I think North Platte kind of has a bit of a Christmas Hallmark-y feel to it sometimes. I know we were talking about the Parade of Lights downtown North Platte, but just the Canteen District in general throughout all of the Christmas season is great. And the city of North Platte, big in the Christmas game itself with the Cody Park display.
That's right. Lots of activities around the holidays all over town. I think that we'll see even more next year, and I would suspect that when District 177 gets in operation, they'll participate as well. So North Platte is going to see more exciting things coming forward.
Hey, and speaking of that new mall facility, I drove by the other day and could not believe the progress they're making. I guess that's one positive of the warmer weather we've had is more time for construction.
That is nice. There's been a lot of activity out there. If you've happened to be out on West A, you'll note that the apartments that are being built out there near Eisenhower School are growing up, going up, leaps and bounds. They're going up quickly. I believe a few of them are occupied or nearly occupied.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. The progress we're making, and
yes,
more to come.
Yes. Great things happening in North Platte and Lincoln County in general.
Busy evening for our first meeting of the 2022 calendar year for the North Platte City Council. And I think a trio of big items on the agenda, really. The first one that is a continuing conversation off of a City Council work session back in December is on annexing the land around the North Platte Airport.
That's correct. The Airport Authority requested that we annex the airport into the city sometime in the fall. I don't remember the exact date. But and so the council took up a resolution to pass that issue on to the Planning Commission to address all the subtleties and make sure it fits the community plan going forward. And then I suspect at some point the Planning Commission will send it back to City Council for an ordinance, and we will contemplate that at that time.
I was kind of surprised to learn that you cannot annex land with population during an election year. It makes sense, but something I'd never learned before.
Yeah, you don't really think about that unless you're in the annexation process. And of course, it has to do with the changing of the voting districts and things like that at the late date. You wouldn't want to do that for lots of reasons.
Sure.
But in this particular case, we're not annexing where anyone lives, so mm-hmm. It's not an issue.
It's annexation, but not with population.
Correct.
So
correct.
It'll be completely compliant, as is everything in the city of North Platte. And that'll be a good continuing conversation, annexation of land specifically around the North Platte Airport at this time, and some good discussion around the council table last night on this annexation.
Right, and the discussion wandered kind of into the tax increment financing world and how adding the acreages of the airport would affect the city's percentage of available TIF funds, a TIF space. I think overall it landed on a positive note, mm-hmm. Primarily because I think folks realize that in order for MicroTIF to be widely used, since we were unable to figure out how to TIF a single lot, which is one thing I was hoping we could do, but the attorneys have told us that we can't do that. So probably a single city block is likely to be the smallest area that could be tax increment financed or designated blight and substandard. And if you think about it, you start designating certain areas of the city blighted and substandard so people can use MicroTIF, mm-hmm. We could end up chewing up quite a bit of our percentage, possibly going forward. You know, MicroTIF's a great thing, and I'm very, very appreciative of Senator Gonady for putting that bill, and I understand the legislature, which starts today, I believe.
Yeah, this morning.
He's going to have a little bit of an adjustment to it, but going forward, it's a great tool for some circumstances. It's like every tool. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use a screwdriver as a hammer, but it doesn't work really well. But you can do it. And MicroTIFF has a space that is excellent, and anyone can do it, and it's pretty simple. But you do have to have the right situation in order to make it worth your time to do it. And so we encourage people when they come to talk to us about it that they understand exactly what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, another great tool to add into the toolbox.
That's correct. And we've had a number of inquiries in the planning department at the city. I couldn't tell you, somewhere around 10 or 15, I believe, in total. But we only have one actual application so far.
Okay. Mayor Kelleher, it was a busy start to the calendar year for you and your fellow elected officials. Some good discussion had to around potential odor and odor control in the city of North Platte.
Yes, that quite sparked quite a bit of debate that I'm not sure I was expecting as much conversation around that issue. So just to be clear on what we're doing here is, did quite a bit of research in the fall and the late summer in preparation for the possibility of Sustainable Beef Project coming to fruition. And I believe that the best decisions are made by having information and accurate data so that you, to the degree that it's possible, remove the subjectivity in decisions and just deal with the facts. So we're dealing with objective. And so what I'm after with this company that we're going to contract with to train some city employees on how to accurately gather odor information and the chemicals that produce it. Of course, it's a chemical in every case that produces an odor. So you need to be able to correctly identify those odors. And we'll spend a good share of the next 18 months doing a baseline of the weather, the humidity, the wind direction, that sort of thing, all around North Platte. So we have sort of a baseline of what the odor footprint is right now.
There's a lot of factors that go into this, too. Like you said, weather, humidity, wind direction, wind flow. I mean, all sorts of different factors that play into this. And I think it's going to be really interesting, too, to add to the history books for the city of North Platte what this was like in early 2022 in comparison to 2022 at the end of the calendar year and to years in the future.
That's right. And it's our intent to gather the data, and then we'll likely post the summary of it on the website. It's going to be kind of boring, but it will be something that is out there and available. So if there are issues in the future, the community can get together to decide what to do about it. That's my real purpose here, is to set the community up for success in the future, as well as every other business that may need to stand in that area or any area of town. Mm-hmm. You know, if we have and I just want to go on record as saying I don't think Sustainable Beef is something that's likely to regularly produce any odors that are going to be a problem in the, you know, perhaps right next to their building, but not, you know, 300 yards from their building. I don't think we're going to have many odor problems, but we can't see the future. We don't know what is going to spring up out there as a result of this great economic activity we're having, and we need to set the community up for success. So that's my purpose in getting this project going.
Specifically, support industries. We don't know what's going to. We know that there's some good chances for support industry. We know there's a lot going on in our community, not just in the city, but in the county with the rail park too. There's a lot going on, and that means that there could be a lot of business and a lot of individuals looking become the community. So this is more of a precaution than anything, for what I understand.
Well, it's a precaution, but it's also simply a gathering of the facts.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest, you and I can smell the same thing, and I might find it more offensive than you, based on our background or our biological disposition or anything like
just
that.
Just opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, just pure opinion.
So let's take the subjectivity out, make it objective, and then when there is an issue, we have actual facts to deal with instead of someone's opinion.
North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us this morning on Mugs in the Morning, recapping last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And Mayor Kelleher, for the second time, I believe, in your term as mayor, you had to use your tie-breaking authority, or got to use your tie-breaking authority last night.
Well, yes, and it was on a vote regarding tabling the discussion of the odor gathering or odor chemical gathering equipment. And once we concluded that discussion, the permission to negotiate the contract was passed 7-1. So I think we just had to discuss a little more so everyone understood what we were after there.
It's very unique. I believe, I don't know for sure, but I believe in 2021 we only had one tie, and now we begin 2022 with one tie at our first city council meeting. So
you might be jinxing me here, Kristen.
We could be gearing up for a very busy year, Mayor Kelleher.
Well, I don't have any issues with breaking ties. I usually have decided what I think about something thing when I go into the council meeting. However, there have been times where my opinion has changed based on the input from the council and other people that walk up there and offer their opinions. That being said, ties are fairly unusual, and I would imagine that our council is filled with a bunch of really great, very reasonable, very level-headed people, and I don't think ties are something that we're going to see a lot more of. I'm sure there'll be a few more in the next few years, and I'm happy to exercise what I think is the best judgment. I don't have any issue with that, and let's be honest, when you're the mayor or leader of any other thing, you do occasionally have to break a tie. It's part of your job.
Yeah, it's part of the job for mayor, and something that may have to be done, and I think that there's some great people on the council, and one thing that I've really enjoyed in watching the council, too, is people come in, like you said yourself, you've done your homework, you have maybe a little bit of an opinion on a matter after doing the homework, but everybody listens to each other around the table, and this specific item we're talking about right now was not a public hearing, but on the public hearing, everybody around that table has full attention to whoever's speaking at the podium and listens to them completely, and that can, you know, alter some mindsets and potentially alter votes.
Yes, I believe it probably has. And I think if you asked every council person in their heart of hearts, do they have their mind fully made up when they walk in the room? I doubt anyone would tell you, yes, they do. There might be a couple issues in which you're unlikely to shake them based on what's said. But most things, they're willing to hear whatever input is provided.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them to potentially hear from their constituents. And it's definite for you, you're going to hear from some of your constituents.
Yes, on a regular basis.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, the other item on the agenda last night involved potential UTV in the city limits.
That's right. And this is one that some people talked to me about when I was campaigning.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I would imagine they talked to all the candidates. But when I was campaigning, they asked me what I thought about this. And my perspective is I don't have a problem with any type of vehicle as long as it's safe.
Sure, sure.
And one of the gentlemen that spoke last night mentioned the issue of bicycles and how bicycles don't always obey the traffic signals and things like that, and I'm sure that's true. When I was a kid, I was probably guilty of that as well. But the point is, the UTV ordinance did pass on the first reading. Now it will have to be read two more times before it becomes an actual ordinance. But I think what we've done here is allow something that is both practical and reasonable. Now, based on state statutes, you cannot drive them, UTVs, on state highways. You can cross them, but you can't drive down them. So you can't drive one out here in front of the radio station.
Because yeah, can't it's drive over 30. To Bruce Furniture, for example. But I could drive to the Nebraska Nail Institute just crossing the street.
Exactly. Now, you can cross the highway. So you could come down one of the side streets and, you know, come around to arrive. And I don't think that will typically dissuade anyone who wants to use one from using them. But they do have to be licensed. They'll have a little plate on them, and they'll have a sticker on them, much like a car.
Sure.
And they'll be licensed at the police department, actually. And
okay.
The policeman will do a quick inspection of it to make sure it meets all the requirements. You've got to have blinkers, you have to have headlights, you have to have a rearview mirror based on an amendment last night. And there are a few other things I don't remember off the top of my head, but that have to be in there in order for it to be a safe vehicle, because I don't know if you've ever driven one of those, but they're capable of some pretty significant speeds.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And another gentleman that stood up last night and spoke mentioned how this will be a help to our agricultural partners in the area, because there are, I believe, more than one family who have land both north and south of North Platte, and they'll theoretically be able to drive their UTV through town to get from one bunch of cattle to another bunch of cattle, or whatever they need to haul back and forth. And he said it's the wear and tear on a UTV from a money perspective is much easier to handle in a farming or ranching operation than it might be to replace your $70,000 pickup every 4 or 5 years. And that's certainly true. A UTV, as I understand it, are less than $20,000 typically. I don't have one, so I don't know. But my understanding is there, and if they can be used on most days, then that's a great benefit to our agricultural partners in the area. And that's, let's be honest, agriculture is one of the biggest drivers of our economy in the area. So we need to be doing things that will help the agricultural world.
Mayor Kelleher, the licensing for these will be done at the police department. So any officer over there will be able to do the inspection, make sure it's good to go. I think it'll be a similar process to if you ever received a ticket before, a fix-it ticket specifically. I know I received one several years ago because my rearview lights were staying on, my backup lights were staying on, even though I was in drive. So it looked like I may be backing into somebody, the police officer pointed out to me. But very simple process, just pulling in there and then letting the front desk know that's what you're there for. And I think it'll be a very quick process, too, should this advance on the final two readings. But will these vehicles need to have proof of insurance available as well, then?
Yes, that'll be part of the process. They do have to be insured. There was a little bit of discussion with Councilman Voles about what the insurance aspects of this are. And
I would hope he knows a thing or two about it.
Yes, and his particular company, he mentioned what they do and how they handle it. And I would imagine most insurance companies would handle UTVs in a similar manner.
I think so. I would imagine it's almost a one-size-fits-all in a matter of speaking.
I would suspect, but I'm not an insurance agent, so I don't know for sure. However, I do think that they will have to be insured. You do have to have a driver's license or a driving permit to operate them, so we won't have 12-year-olds driving them down the street or anything like that.
It'll be a licensed driver or individual with a permit.
That's correct.
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add about last night's North Platte City Council meeting?
Well, it was the first of what I hope to be a bunch of exciting meetings in North Platte in 2022. We had a lot of positive activity. We've got a little momentum going in our town in 2021, and my goal is to improve that and make it even better and even more readily visible in our community as 2022 comes in. We're coming out of a pandemic. It's still kind of a difficult time in some respects, but you know what? North Platte's doing pretty well.
Absolutely, we are. Very blessed in this community. And if folks want to become more involved in city government in the new calendar year, very easy to do so. The public is always welcome to attend city council meetings, 5:30 at City Hall. But you can always watch on the City of North Platte's YouTube page as well. And all the meetings are archived there on the City of North Platte's YouTube page. So if you want to go back and watch some discussion from last night's meeting, you're more than welcome to do so.
That's correct. And I really enjoy the YouTube things. When you're in the heat of a discussion, sometimes you don't always remember how you said something or what the exact words you used.
Sure.
We're all guilty of that. And the YouTube has been handy because a couple of times I've had somebody call me and say, well, you said XYZ. And I think, I don't remember saying that exactly. So you have to go back and look at the context of what was being said. And so it's been handy in that regard. I also learned over the holidays that when there are big issues on city council, some folks in town actually have city council watch parties.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yes, it's quite amazing to me that people would do that, and I think it's fun. I probably will never get to attend one because I'm always at the city council meeting, but that's okay. But I think it's exciting that people in town are enthusiastic and they want to know what's going on and they want to see what happens exactly, and so they're actually getting together and watching government. That's an important thing because perhaps now more than ever in our history, people need to pay attention to what's going on in government.
Absolutely. And the local government, too, is a great way to start. Great to have communication with yourself and other elected officials as well. The watch parties reminds me back when we were having a conversation, I believe, around the mall and the potential employment tax there, the EEA, that went into effect at the mall. I think we had an individual that spoke at the public hearing that said that was their date night. They had a babysitter, and there's a husband and wife there in the audience, and this was such big of a deal that they used their date night to come to City Hall. And
yes.
I guess it's not necessarily the most romantic location for date night, but hey, why not?
That particular night was a somewhat of a historic moment in North Platte.
It was.
It does not happen very often that you have a city council chamber filled entirely with people that speak in favor of an issue, and it did happen that night.
Mm-hmm. Not just that night, but for a couple of meetings to follow, too.
That's correct. It also happened last night.
Yeah.
I mean, there was not as many people there, but there were, I suppose, probably five or six people, I'd have to look at my sheet, that stood up and spoke with regard to the UTV ordinance, and they all spoke in favor of it, and they were very thoughtful, and they had good approaches to their logic, and I appreciated everyone being there. And that's what it takes to change and improve your community. People getting involved, getting out there, saying, understanding what's important to them and making logical, reasonable decisions.
And if you can't make it to the meeting at 5:30 to testify or to speak at a public hearing, or maybe an item's not a public hearing agenda item, you could still have your opinion known by your council representative. Their information is on the City of North Platte's website. And if folks want to get a hold of you directly too, Mayor Kelleher, we know that you're very active in checking your email, your voicemail at City Hall. And if folks want to schedule a meeting with you, they're more than welcome to do that also.
Yes, yes. I it's great when people come in and talk. And I get quite a, I shouldn't say a lot, probably an average of one or two emails a week from somebody either asking questions or expressing their concern about an issue. You can go to the city website and just fill out, there's kind of a form there, and then it gets directed to the most appropriate person, which is not always me, but in the city. So I see those, and it's not uncommon that I respond to them.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time and look forward to having you in the studio more in 2022.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you in a couple weeks.